Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. Today we've got some interesting data on the manufacturing sector, and I'm excited to unpack it with you.
Morning, Alice. Yes, this is a big one. The latest S&P Global UK Manufacturing PMI came in at 47.7 for June, up slightly from May's 46.4. It's the highest level in 5 months, so there's definitely something to talk about here.
I see, so while the sector is still contracting, the rate of decline is slowing. That's a positive sign, right?
Exactly. Rob Dobson at S&P Global mentioned that production, new orders and employment are all falling at slower rates, and business optimism picked up to a four-month high.
That's encouraging, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. The report also says this stabilization is fragile.
Right, the headwinds are still there. Tariffs, government policies, and the uncertain global economy are all weighing on demand. So, while there's some optimism, it's not without risk.
And Mike Thornton at RSM UK also sees improvement, especially with new orders reaching a four-month high. That's a big deal.
Yes, and he points out that the new orders index hit the highest level since October 2024. That's a real boost for the industry.
So the trade deal between the US and UK coming into force this week could be a factor in that optimism, right?
Probably. It's likely contributing to the growing industry confidence. But we should remember that the road ahead is still bumpy.
Yeah, the key takeaway is that while there are signs of stabilization, the manufacturing sector is still in a tough spot.
Absolutely. And until those headwinds like tariffs and policy uncertainty are addressed, the sector's growth will remain fragile.
Thanks for joining me on this, Lewis. It's good to see some signs of hope, but we need to remain cautious.
Agreed, Alice. Let's keep an eye on the next round of data to see if this momentum continues.